This is M Street, a weekly podcast of Mercy Street Reformed Church in Denver, Colorado. To find out more about us, like where and when we meet, visit mercystreetreformed.org. That's mercystreetreformed.org. Well, welcome back, and thank you for listening. This is Pastor Chris Moulton of Mercy Street Reformed Church in Denver, Colorado. And if you live in the Denver area, please pay us a visit sometime. We continue to host weekly Bible studies on Wednesday evenings and also Thursday mornings, and, praise the Lord, we're now holding Sunday services every other Lord's Day at the Schlesman YMCA, located at East Yale Avenue and South Colorado Boulevard, with our next service coming up on December 2nd, beginning at 9:30 a.m. And so again, if you're able, we'd love to have you join us as we seek to faithfully worship the Lord. So that sound you hear is people digging through bins full of stuff at a local thrift store clearance type center. In some ways, it could also be the sound of people searching through store shelves on Black Friday or some other major shopping day where folks try to find the best deals they can on stuff that they think will satisfy their desires. Actually, some of the only differences between digging through a clearance bin at a thrift store and searching through stores and store shelves for that special something is that one is a bit more orderly, I suppose. But then again, maybe not, depending on where you go and what day it is. Another difference might be searching for only those things that are new, still in the original package, while in the case of the thrift store, it's more likely that you'll find something that's already been used by someone else. But then again, you can find brand new, unopened products at thrift stores. So I guess that one doesn't hold true either. Well, anyway, in the past couple of episodes, we've been hearing about why it is that sinful mankind's mediator and redeemer must be both true and righteous man, as well as true God, and also that it's from God's word that we come to know who that God-man is, Jesus Christ. In this episode, I want to focus our attention on the Lord Jesus Christ, and most particularly, how it is that he is made unto us, or unto his own, wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, all of which are spoken of in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, and then repeated in the Heidelberg Catechism answer to question number 18. If you're wondering what shopping for deals or even just for stuff has to do with our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, well then keep listening. I'll get to it. First though, when it comes to searching for that special something, if you, like a lot of other people this time of year, are looking to buy a gift for someone, then why not give them something that's practical, even to the extent that it could very well save their lives and the lives of their family if a fire were to unexpectedly break out in their home, their vehicle, their business, something that happens more often than we might like to think. As I've mentioned before on M Street, every certified auto fire guard device is designed to put out a fire within 5 seconds or less after a flame makes contact with it. And that's true whether you're present when the fire breaks out or not. There are 3 different outward designs to choose from when it comes to AFG devices. The standard design, which is good for putting in your laundry room, maybe near your electrical panel or in the garage. And then there's also the mosaic and the Dutch designs, which look great next to your stove or mounted under your kitchen cabinet. Also, as was mentioned last time, for the months of November and December, the folks at AFGFirePro.com are offering 25% off of the regular price of each device, and even more discount if you buy 10 or more. So visit AFGFirePro.com today and get yourself or your loved ones a practical gift that could save your life or their lives if a fire should break out. Well, now back to the idea of people sometimes frantically searching through various stores and bins and store shelves and what have you in order to obtain more stuff, and how that relates to the Lord Jesus Christ. In that statement that I read a few minutes ago from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30, concerning what it is that God provides for his own through Jesus Christ, namely wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, let me ask this question, where is it that sinful mankind goes to look for those things? And to begin with, Where does sinful mankind go to search for wisdom? Because we all naturally believe that true wisdom is found within ourselves. In other words, because we tend to think that there are enough smart people in the world to figure things out, to know what's right and wrong, even to change what everyone else should believe when it comes to right and wrong, depending on popular or maybe majority opinion, we naturally look to or listen to other mere men and women to tell us, to teach us, how to find wisdom. Because of that, we go to school. Maybe we go on to college, maybe to grad school. Some even go on to get their doctorate. Also that we too can be wise or know true wisdom, or so we think. Now please understand this, I'm not at all against schooling myself at whatever level, if it's worth it, if it's needful. But schooling, like the kind that we're most familiar with, is not where true wisdom is found. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, we're told that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And a person certainly doesn't have to go to school to obtain that. The fear of God, even the kind that reveals to us who we really are, sinners, who live before a perfectly holy God and who are therefore separated from Him because of our sin, unless and until something or someone can do what's needed so as to reconcile us back into His favor. That wisdom comes to a person, whether they're schooled or unschooled, through the Spirit of Christ working the truth in their hearts. According to God's Word, only through the Lord Jesus Christ can we know God. Only through the Lord Jesus Christ can we know the truth. Only through the Lord Jesus Christ can we be filled with His Spirit so that we begin more and more to love and obey the truth. But so, if we neglect Him, thinking that we can find true wisdom in ourselves, then the reality is that we can search all we want. But sadly, it will all be in vain. To quote just a few other verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, there we're also told that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. In other words, God, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, will prove that the wise and the prudent of this world are in fact fools, as long as they remain without Christ in their lives, since true wisdom is only found in and through Him. Well, so something else that we all search for in vain, apart from Jesus Christ, is righteousness. Just be a good person. Just be better than most. Just stay out of trouble, generally speaking. Mind your P's and Q's. Make your parents or grandparents proud. Treat others nicely when you can. Those kinds of things and others like them are what people actually believe make a person right before God. And so it's in those kind of activities where they search for true righteousness and even convince themselves that they're able to find it there. It's for that same reason that when people die, you often hear about how good of a person they had been while on earth, and also why they are now in heaven, living everlastingly with God, who was also convinced that they were such a good and righteous person. But so that may be where a multitude of people believe that they've found true righteousness or where it can be found. Well, in reality, according to God's infallible word, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that does good, no, not one. And if you read Romans 3, or if you read the end of Romans 1, you'll see that there's more of the same when it comes to God describing who we all are in and of ourselves. Not those who are righteous in His sight, but in fact very unrighteous. But then, even though that's absolutely true when it comes to us searching for true righteousness in ourselves, as it was with wisdom, righteousness is also found, or it is also given to us by God through saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. God's righteous justice must be satisfied, and it's Jesus Christ alone that satisfies it. God's righteous character requires that we have true righteousness ourselves, and it's only the righteousness of Christ that is providentially attributed to our account that makes us then righteous in His sight, so that we could be loved by Him and come into His presence. Well, then lastly, all who come to God through faith in Jesus Christ are also given by God the gifts of sanctification and redemption. And so where does the world search for sanctification, which means to be separate from sin? Ultimately, they don't, other than believing that they're already without sin, because again, they think that they're already good enough to be loved by God. And then where do those in the world who are without Christ search for redemption, which means to have the price paid that our sins before God deserve? Well, there too, mankind naturally doesn't search for that, maybe other than in some kind of man-made religion that teaches, like all man-made religions, that a person can more or less redeem themselves, as it were, by just being the kind of person that that particular religion says is required. Okay, but where is true sanctification and redemption to be found? It too is to be found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is made unto us sanctification and redemption. And that's because it's the power of His Holy Spirit that applies the truth of what He's done for us to our hearts and minds, which in turn causes us to have the desire more and more to live lives of thankful obedience unto God. He's also made unto us redemption because He saves His people from their sins, and He does so to the uttermost. Salvation from your sins and mine comes to us through wisdom, through righteousness, through sanctification, and through redemption. And please understand that there isn't any one of those things that you or I can achieve even a little bit on our own. Instead, we need to be given those things. We need to be given them as gifts that we don't deserve, since what we do deserve is God's wrath. And it's only by coming to God through Jesus Christ that we do receive them, by faith. Something, Lord willing, that we will hear more about next time. And until then, may the mercy and the saving grace that God bestows on sinners like myself be yours. This is Pastor Chris Moulton, thanking you for listening to M Street, a production of Mercy Street Reformed Church in Denver, Colorado. If you're interested in finding out when and where we meet, or just more about Mercy Street Reformed Church in general, visit mercystreetreformed.org. That's mercystreetreformed.org.